is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good. The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the studio gym where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. We have a great show planned for you today. Well, I always think they're all great shows, maybe, but this one's going to be a really good one. During the first hour, we've got Rob Regish coming on for what was originally called the Ask the Expert segment, which I am now calling the Blueprint Power Hour, appropriately, to answer listener questions. And we also have a special guest on this morning with him to talk about some of the benefits of the Blueprint. During the second hour, we have the Grand Poobah of the Paleo Movement. You cannot deny this, folks. It all started with Dr. Lauren Cordain. And we're going to be taking a walk down memory lane and looking back and looking forward at what the paleo movement has become. I don't think it's becoming something great. I got to be honest with you. The infighting and the name calling and the childish ways of the paleo movement may actually end up somehow detracting from the message. And I'm concerned about that. So Dr. Lauren Cordain will be on today to talk about the paleo movement, where it is going, where it has come from, and what it's like today. Let's get started right away. During my first hour with Rob Regish, we are also going to be joined by Gareth Denyer. How you doing, Rob?
Doing great, brother. Just got back from doing the deed, which is to say training.
Good. And Gareth, you're on the line with us too?
Yes, sir. I'm here.
For those of you who don't remember, Gareth, you're a coach, right?
Yes, sir.
And you coach high school students?
Yeah, that's what we're known for down here in Houston, Texas. We train a lot of high school football players and get them ready for the next level, college football.
Okay, and you took a leap of faith and bought a copy of the Blueprint, not just for your own edification, but to use with your students, right?
Yes, sir.
And did. You know, I'm sorry?
No, we did. You know, we talked about it previously, is that, you know, I've always believed in, you know, being progressive and finding new training techniques, just new things to improve the program. You know, I'm really not satisfied with doing the same thing over and over again. True, you have to go with what you find effective and that produces results, but it's nice to find someone who has a different perspective, a different training program, design programs, and what you do is you take from that and implement it into your own, and that's what we've done at HCP. We just keep on seeing, you know, great success with Rob's programs.
Okay, so we are going to herald yet another remarkable event that has occurred with one of your students that has been training with the Blueprint. How long has this student been training with the Blueprint now?
Well, he started back in January, and this athlete in particular, actually, he's no longer playing football because he's had about 5 knee surgeries, and so, you know, he just now trains to stay in shape, and but I think it's benefited him greatly since he had to leave the sport of football. Now he's picked up weightlifting, and he's actually trained with me since he was a sophomore, so 3 years now, and since January. Since we began using Rob's program, you know, he's gone up almost 80 pounds on his bench.
Now, let me ask you a question. He's been training a while, so it's not like he's a newcomer,
exactly.
And you would see that kind of growth just so quickly, right?
Exactly. And that's the thing is that I know this boy very well. You know, I train all of them every day, and I I notice things like this, you know, when someone, you know, makes this big of a jump, and especially I've had 3 years already training with him, it's very substantial. When, you know, someone goes from 220 on a bench press to 295 within a matter of 3.5-4 months, that's pretty substantial.
So what, are you still surprised by the effectiveness of the blueprint, or do you feel like, wow, you know what, it doesn't even surprise me anymore?
Well, it continues to surprise me because Rob's programs, he has several of them as far as these loading patterns go, but we've used the 10% solution, we've used the German loading pattern 1 and 2, and everyone is different, and so you kind of look at it and you're like, there's no way this is going to happen. You know, you're kind of in disbelief at first. And so when they're making these type of gains, you're just like, you really can't believe it. Come the time to find out their one rep max, and they're going up just how, you know, Rob predicted, it's pretty amazing.
Rob, do you find that people are still kind of skeptical about the blueprint? You know, who's Rob Regish? I haven't heard of Rob Regish before, and all of a sudden he comes out with the blueprint. Are you still, do you still get a lot of people who kind of doubt your wisdom in the blueprint?
I do. If there's one obstacle, I guess, to convincing people, it's things like this are too good to be true. I mean, an 80-pound increase in about 3 months on the bench press for an athlete that's been training for quite some time is, you know, you just don't hear about it. Now, credit needs to go where credit is due. It may have been my information, but that athlete worked hard for that. He just needed the roadmap, and that's what I provide in the blueprint, is the roadmap. My only question for Gareth would be, is Gareth, did he run the full blueprint, or is he just running elements of such, meaning the loading patterns?
The loading patterns right now, just the loading patterns. And we do is, but we also use some of the, what I did was, is that I found, since I'm running the blueprint myself, I found the things that I've liked and that we can implement with the program that he's using. So we do a little bit of EDT as well. And which just goes very well with the loading patterns that you've given me.
Thanks. Yeah, and actually EDT is part of the blueprint, isn't it, Rob?
Yes,
it is. It is, and I guess my whole point in asking that question is this: you know, a lot of people I know are on the fence because they don't want to be pigeonholed into some program. Meaning, geez, I don't want to have to go through this phase and that phase, etc. The short answer here is you don't have to. There are so many things within the blueprint shell that you can pull out, as Gareth has done, to mix and match and apply to your own training, that you can take elements out, apply them to your training, and then gain like this, an 80-pound increase in 3 months. I'm pleased to tell you that that is not uncommon, and it's even more common in the bigger lifts, such as the squat and the deadlift, where percentage-wise, these guys are gaining even bigger.
Yeah. Now, are your athletes doing anything else besides benching? Obviously, they are, but I mean, are they using the blueprint for anything aside from benching right now?
Well, what we're doing now is the Paul in particular, since he's had, you know, extensive knee surgery, we're getting back to some lower body training. So we're going to be starting that once he gets acclimated to the lift again. That's what we're going to be implementing the blueprint as well. And same with my other boys, too. The several boys that I train that are going to be playing Division I ball next year, we're just getting their legs ready, their low back in particular, get them acclimated to the lift again so we can start going heavy. Because the boys, I'm really big on being safe with them and making sure that they're ready to go heavy on those, you know, lower body lifts like the deadlift and the squat. But that's the next big thing that we're going on to next.
Cool. So, Rob, do you work with Gareth on an ongoing basis as well with his athletes, or is he just using the blueprint on his own?
Well, he's done a fine job using it on his own. That's not to say that we're not in touch pretty much on a daily basis. We trade ideas all the time. I am grateful that Gareth did take that leap of faith and is paying it forward with his athletes, you know, to know that there are high school athletes that are using the blueprint to vault themselves to the next level, some using it maybe to get a scholarship, you know, to go to a D1 school. You know, that is what the book was written for.
Yeah.
And Gareth is taking that and running with it, and I couldn't be happier.
Now, Gareth, do you have anybody in your stable there that you've got your eye on, and you're thinking that this is another person that's going to break some records here very shortly using the blueprint?
Oh, definitely. Well, I've got two other boys right now. They're about four workouts behind Paul, and they'll be testing the one rep max next week. And I can already tell just from the way that they're benching and how quickly they're moving the bar up on the heavier weights that they've already gone up 20, 25 pounds already.
Is it harder to keep the young guys tuned in to doing this? The blood is filled with vinegar and they want to just go for it. And it's like, hey, coach, come on, just let me go for it. And you're saying, no, follow this plan. Do a lot of them just want to break out and just go for it? And then if so, when they see how this works, do they have a change of heart about patience?
Definitely, because like I said, I was skeptical to a certain extent, and then so when they see these numbers, because I write it up on the board before we work out what we're planning that day, and when they see that, they have disbelief as well. But I just tell them to be patient and stick to the routine, and everything's going to work out the way we predicted, and that's a credit to Rob.
Any feedback from the people that you answer to, Gareth, about the progress that these boys are having right now in this area?
Definitely. Well, we have, this year has been great for the gym because we have a lot of boys who are very strong. I've got actually one boy, he lives about an hour away, and he comes to me on the weekends to travel, to come train. And we've been using some of the techniques from Blueprint. We haven't been able to get him on a regular schedule, but he just recently benched 355, and he's 16 years old.
Holy mackerel.
And this kid is, he's 6'2", 220, and this is a kid also too. I've been training for a year and a half. I have a good feel for him, and all his lifts have gone up. So that's what I do, is I just take from what Rob has taught me, and I implement where I can. And then during the summer months when we have more time, and I can control their programming better, then that's what we'll just be full blown, Blueprint.
Cool, very cool. Listen, I want to thank you for coming on the show, and I'll tell you really why I want to thank you. I know how great the Blueprint is, and I know what Rob has put into this. This has been can easily be called a life's work, because everything in the Blueprint is a result of Rob Regish's dedication to physical culture and his own personal journey, but being meticulous about taking note and paying attention to the journey, where most of us just go in and out of the gym and we really don't pay much attention to anything. And there are people out there who are probably thinking to themselves, why do I want to buy the Blueprint? Well, there's one simple reason. If you care about progressing, then you can buy the Blueprint. If you don't care about progress, if you want to go into the gym and lift the same weight that you lifted 3 years ago, 3 years from now, then of course, don't buy the Blueprint. If you want to look exactly the way you did 3 years ago, 3 years from now, then of course, don't buy the Blueprint. But if progress is really interesting to you, if you want to feel like, wow, you know what? I go to the gym and people notice what I do. They say to me, wow, you look different. Guys in the gym are going, wow, you're getting strong. Then buy the Blueprint.
It's that simple. It's not the only training program out there, but I can confidently tell you it is the best. It will get you to where you want to go the fastest. And, Gareth, hats off to you for taking it. Running with it and using it creatively with your athletes to better them. And that's what this sport is all about. It's not about going into the gym and winging it. It's not about hoping. It's about having the roadmap to where you want to go, following that roadmap and getting there. And that's what the Blueprint is.
Hey, Gareth, thanks for being on today.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Carl. Thank you, Rob.
We're gonna take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we'll pick it up on the other side with the rest of the Blueprint Power Hour, where we will have Rob Regish answering your questions. You're listening to Superhuman Radio, and I appreciate you listening. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. I have never endorsed a training guide before. The Blueprint by Rob Regish. The Blueprint combines the best techniques for building muscle and gaining strength with the best tips on supplementation and nutrition. Everyone who has used the Blueprint has surpassed their expectations in muscular gains in record time. You'll learn how to break through any plateau, how to make gains from every single workout, and all for the price of a single supplement purchase. Get your copy of the Blueprint today by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Blueprint banner ad. Order today and get copies of both the Blueprint 2.0 and 3.0, plus ongoing support on the Blueprint forum to ensure your success.
No two amino acids have been studied more than creatine and beta-alanine, and no two amino acids have been shown to independently improve athletic performance better than creatine and beta-alanine. When you join these two ergogenic powerhouses together, you get unparalleled results. And when you bypass the stomach and deliver them right to the bloodstream, you get the best single legal performance-enhancing product bar none. Save 50% off your initial order by using the coupon code CB50. That's CB50. Go to ageforce.com today.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
I usually avoid protein bars because they're generally just candy in disguise. But that's all changed now. With Quest protein bars, we can enjoy dessert again without the guilt. With 20 grams of whey isolate protein, tons of prebiotic fiber, no sugar added, and only 2 to 6 grams of active carbohydrates per bar, Quest bars will keep you full and lean. I've never endorsed a protein bar before because I simply didn't trust them. That's all changed with the Quest bar. Not just because of what's in them, but more so for what's not. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad. Start enjoying dessert again. You already know how great the Testo 100 Transdermal Testosterone Boosting Patch is. Well, now it's even better. The new and improved Testo 100 patch now contains D-aspartic acid, stinging nettle root, and androstenotrione to increase free testosterone while reducing sex hormone binding globulin and aromatase enzyme. It's still made in FDA-certified labs and contains all the great ingredients that made it work originally. But now it's even better. Bypassing the stomach to deliver its ingredients throughout the day for greater increases in energy, libido, and muscle-building, fat-burning effects. Get 50% off when you use the coupon code SHR4. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use the coupon code SHR4 and get your new Testo 100 patch today. Sissies may want to stop listening now. Super DMZ is the most powerful legal compound available on the market today, bar none. Super DMZ will give you lean muscle and strength gains at comparable rates to the anabolic steroid Dianabol with none of the water retention or bloat. Super DMZ contains Superdrol dimethazine, not to be confused with other Superdrol knockoffs. Get Super DMZ while supplies last at IronMagLabs.com. Don't wait too long because Super DMZ is sure to be added to the government ban list. Go to IronMagLabs.com today.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We had such an amazing response yesterday to the 12 listeners getting a free Age Force fat burner patch for a month's supply that I'm trying to convince Age Force to do something similar for the rest of the month. I'll get back to you on that as soon as I hear something. Okay. Rob Regish.
Yes, sir.
I have a series of organized questions here in front of me.
Okay.
We can start with the very first one. Benjamin Langford says, Rob, I've always had a problem focusing while lifting. It's not that other things in the gym are distracting me. I just have a hard time zeroing in on the lifts. Do you have any advice on how to do that? Thanks.
Sure do. Thanks for the question, Big Ben. Two solutions here, and they're rather simple to implement. The first is a stopwatch and a goal. There's nothing that'll improve your focus more than both of those items, a stopwatch and a goal.
That's good.
And here I'm referring to your rest between sets, as well as the total time it takes you to complete those sets and the goal of doing more work during that unit of time. Now let's take a practical example. As you know, I'm big in Blueprint on using escalating density training as a trigger for hypertrophy. So, as an example, if you're supersetting dumbbell presses and dumbbell pullovers, and you're resting 2 minutes in between supersets, let's say you perform six of those sets, your benchmark workout, or in other words, the first time you do it, you achieve 70 reps with whatever weight you're using in 16 minutes. Now, the next time you set foot in that gym, you have but one goal in mind, and that goal is this. You need to get more reps in that same amount of time using that same amount of weight to stimulate muscle growth. In that environment, managing fatigue is the name of the game, and just catching your breath will focus you a heck of a lot more than any pre-workout stimulant. In addition to that, in order to improve your focus and improve the feel and the mind-muscle connection, you want to slightly play with the angles and the arcs of those movements. So as an example, in the case of the flat dumbbell press, instead of just doing it like most people do it, slightly decline the bench a bit. And instead of handling the dumbbells such that your palms are facing forward, as in a barbell bench press, pronate the grip so that your palms are facing each other. That's going to have the practical effect of extending the range of motion, and it'll help keep your elbows in line with your body. Likewise, on the pullovers, you can incline the bench a slight amount to increase the range of motion. It'll give you a much greater loaded stretch at the bottom position of the movement. And the practical effect of those two things is a greater loaded stretch feeling to the movement. And by virtue of the fact that you're under the gun, you're watching that clock, you're the stopwatch or the timer, your focus is it's going to be like looking through a straw. So the bottom line, stopwatch and a cell phone timer, those little twists will hone your focus like no other.
And turn your cell phone to the airplane mode so you don't get phone calls. Nothing is more distracting to you and the people around you than your phone ringing.
The other thing that helps is visualization, and that's much talked about but little understood. And here I'm referring to mentally rehearsing your workout no less than three times a day, ideally on off days, and at least once before you go to bed, such that it builds into your subconscious. It's been said before, and it's true. What the mind can conceive, your body will achieve.
Yeah.
I hear a lot of folks, you heard Gareth talk about loading patterns that we use, and our absolute strength movements, we're resting 5 minutes or more in between sets. Guys tell me I lose focus. Well, your solution is as follows. Use those 5 minutes to your advantage and practice visualizing the task ahead of you, meaning see yourself successfully lifting what's called for in the next set. It will pay dues beyond your wildest dreams. I used this when I competed. I counsel all my athletes to do it, and without fail, their numbers improve session to session to session. So those are two things that you can do.
Very good. And thank you for that question, Benjamin Langford. Okay, next question is from Scott Connor. Thoughts on a single Tabata interval directly following a lifting session and directly preceding a post-workout meal. In theory, to increase insulin even higher than the post-workout meal will and still take advantage of the hypersensitive insulin state. Now, for people who don't know what Tabata is, why don't you explain what a Tabata session or Tabata is when you do a movement?
Sure. Tabata is the name. It comes from a Japanese researcher.
Right.
He discovered an interesting way to increase both aerobic and anaerobic pathways at the same time. It's relatively simple. You pick one exercise and perform it in the following manner. For 20 seconds, you perform as many reps as possible. You then rest 10 seconds. And believe me, those 10 seconds go fast. You repeat that seven more times. Now, traditionally, the front squat has been recommended for this Tabata exercise. However, I feel strongly that the best lift to use with that method are something called dumbbell thrusts. So here, you're picking up a pair of dumbbells. You're going to clean those two dumbbells to about shoulder height. You then drop and squat all the way down, return to a standing position, and then press them overhead. Now repeat that for as many reps as you can in 20 seconds.
Do you press them using the momentum that your legs created as you're on your way up?
Yes, that's acceptable. It's an acceptable exercise to do that. but the point here being, you know, this is 240 seconds of pain. This is really, I mean, you're going to be gassed, both from a muscular and a cardiovascular perspective. With respect to increasing insulin itself, I've seen little research that Tabata will deliver that. What I can see is that a Tabata set at the end of your session will increase insulin sensitivity, given the fact that it is exhausting the major muscle groups. So the bottom line is, what you're proposing, Scott, is certainly worthy of the experiment, especially if your goal is to ensure that the carbohydrates that you eat after the session are channeled directly into muscle tissue. Working a large degree of muscle mass quickly like that will lead to an elevation in the enzyme glycogen synthase. Glycogen synthase is the enzyme responsible for storing carbohydrate as glycogen in the muscle tissues. It's really a nice adjunct, I'll call it, to the EDT work that we typically perform in Blueprint. So I would suggest, if you're interested in toying with that, instead of performing your EDT work after the big barbell lifts that we do, insert a Tabata session, perhaps even every other session rotated with EDT, to see if you can, if there is merit, more merit in one or the other, and even if there isn't, perhaps both methods will be complementary. It's a great question, and it's a method that's little discussed.
You know what? I want to take a break now, and an early break. It's just about 30 seconds early, because I want to come right back to the next question, which is posed by Steve. I want to pronounce his name right. It's Benitskis.
Benitskis, yeah.
Okay. So let's do this. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll come right back and answer more questions. Stay tuned. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. There's no earthly way. Six Oxo is back thanks to Iron Mag Lab, the gold standard for testosterone boosting and estrogen reduction that all other over-the-counter aromatase inhibitors are compared to, is 6-oxoprogesterone. 6-oxo is the active ingredient in the new E-Control RX from Iron Mag Labs. Iron Mag Labs has resurrected the beast that has been clinically shown to raise free testosterone by as much as 226%. As men age, estrogen rises and testosterone drops. E-Control RX can help reverse this from happening. E-Control RX is suitable for post-cycle therapy to jumpstart natural testosterone production. Get E-Control RX today. Go to ironmaglabs.com today. Anabolicminds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit anabolicminds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
From the iconic metabolic expert, Dr. Scott Conley, comes Physique 2.0. Physique 2.0 is the only meal replacement with MetaFX, beta-FAOCHO. That's a long way of saying the only carbohydrate supplement that has been clinically shown to burn fat. Just like the complete milk protein in Physique 2.0 promotes fat burn, so does the carbohydrate source. This is the first ever food source that can burn fat while building muscle. What are you waiting for? Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Physique 2.0 banner ad to learn more.
I have never endorsed a training guide before The Blueprint by Rob Regish. The Blueprint combines the best techniques for building muscle and gaining strength with the best tips on supplementation and nutrition. Everyone who has used The Blueprint has surpassed their expectations in muscular gains in record time. You'll learn how to break through any plateau, how to make gains from every single workout, and all for the price of a single supplement purchase. Get your copy of The Blueprint today by going to superhumanradio.com. And clicking the Blueprint banner ad. Order today and get copies of both the Blueprint 2.0 and 3.0, plus ongoing support on the Blueprint Forum to ensure your success. The ingredients in Halo Extreme come right from the folklore of the Eastern Bloc athletes whose strength dominated the Olympic Games in the 60s. Halo Extreme contains oral turinabol, which increases strength, muscle hardness, and muscle mass while not converting to estrogen or DHT. Iron Mag Labs combines this with the powerful ecdysterone called 5-alpha-hydroxylaxigenin that has shown
to increase protein synthesis by up to 200%. Halo Extreme is a great choice for beginners to advanced users looking for low side effects and crisp, lean, easy-to-maintain gain. Go to IronMagLabs.com today to order Halo Extreme.
You may not recognize Muscle Gauge Nutrition, but that's because they've been in the background as a private label manufacturer for some of your favorite brands. Now, get ready to hear their name a lot as an introductory offer. Get 5 pounds of pure whey protein isolate for as little as $11 a pound and get free shipping, too. Each 30-gram scoop contains the requisite amount of leucine to stimulate the anabolic response. Check out these flavors. Cake batter, chocolate, cinnamon bun, ice cream sandwich, rocky road, strawberry, vanilla, and unflavored. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Muscle Gauge banner ad and use the coupon code SUPER. That's S-U-P-E-R today.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
I've been watching you. A la 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 long. A la 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 long, 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 long. Come on. A la 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 long. A la 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 long, 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 long.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio.
I wish I could tie you.
Okay. Steve Benitzkis. I hope you, I pronounced it right, Steve. I'm sorry if I didn't. Says, Rob, I trained my calves on Saturday pretty much the same way I did last time. Come Sunday, I'm nowhere as near as sore as last time, so I'm able to walk better. But then this leads me to the question, how quick can a body part adapt to the same training regimen? Some body parts recover quicker than others, so can handle being trained more often. But I can't believe that my calves, or any other body part for that matter, adapted to what I did that quickly.
That's a great question. Steve and I went back and forth, and we originally zeroed in on what caused the excessive soreness the first time, which was largely some static holds and some negative.
Yeah.
So, you know, we all know the eccentric causes greater muscle damage, but relative to his question, it goes like this. First, much of adaptation and how quickly the trainee will adapt goes back to their training age. And here we're talking about how many years they've been training, and in particular, you know, the various routines that they've done for that body part. Now, the calves are somewhat unique in that they are hyper-adaptive.
This I was just going to say that.
Yeah, this is part of the reason why they're so difficult to grow. One of the things that people do need to keep in mind, this goes for all body parts, but especially the calves, is of all the variables that your body will adapt to the quickest, it seems that the number of reps performed is the variable that the body will accommodate to the quickest. So in practice, what I find is high-level athletes seem to adapt to any given rep range in just 6 workouts. You can take that a step further when you're talking about calves. Intensification techniques such as the statics and negatives, those types of things should not be used on a regular basis, but rather sparingly over the course of, let's say, any training meso or macro cycle. So let me give you an example. It would be very helpful to stress a particular rep range and set total, say 5 sets of 5, for no more than, let's say, perhaps 3 workouts at a time when you're working your calves. Now, they should be progressive. You should be adding weight. But the next 3 workouts should focus on intensification techniques such as negatives and static holds, perhaps switching the angle of the movement, and thereafter returning to your traditional loading work, but this time using a descending rep spread of 10, 8, 6, 4, something like that, for the next 3 workouts. The point here being is this. Calves, once they're exposed to a unique stress, will accommodate quicker than almost any other muscle group.
Next, part of that, next to forearms.
Next to forearms. But part of that is for a reason that you cited, Carl, last episode, which was an excellent point. Your calves are, you're on your feet almost all, you know, the entire day. There's massive blood flow to the calves and the legs. And by virtue of the fact that they're challenged with walking up stairs, downstairs, you know, balancing you, that sort of thing, they're going to recover quicker. You need, the bottom line here is you need to throw more curveballs at your calves to keep them growing because they will accommodate and adapt that quick.
Yeah, I like that. I like that. Okay, next question is from John Gray. John says, Rob, if you had to pick one shoulder exercise to get them growing, what would it be?
This is going to surprise a lot of people. I favor the unorthodox here, and by that I'm talking about the handstand push-up.
Really? But yeah. Not all of us can do that, man. I mean, I can't do a handstand push-up, even braced against the wall. I'm 230 pounds right now, and it's awkward for me to even get into position.
Very few people are going to be able to do this out of the gate, but your solution is as follows. The first thing you need to do is get used to being upside down and honing the vestibular system, which is in your inner ear, and it's responsible for balance. And the second thing is gradually increasing your range of motion. So here's how to do it. Week one, you're going to place your hands about 6 to 10 inches from a wall, about shoulder width apart. You're going to mark that hand position with a piece of chalk or tape, just as a reference point, because it does make a difference. Bring your dominant leg up closer to your body. Put your non-dominant leg out and kick up into a headstand, not a handstand, but a headstand against the wall.
So your head is touching the floor, but your hands are stabilizing you and not letting you just crush your vertebrae.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
So
I just don't want people to go up there and try to stand on their head with no support from their arms.
No, yeah, you definitely want to do that. Yeah, anytime you're inverted, be careful with the neck. But there you are, standing on your head, okay, against the wall. Your goal is to hold that for 30 seconds, the first time out of the gate. Some people will be able to do it. If you're not, don't worry about it. Practice, practice, practice. Once you're able to hold that for 30 seconds, around about the second week, the goal is to hold that headstand for 1 minute. Okay? Once you're at the point where you're able to hold that headstand for 1 minute, you're ready to start shoulder pressing. But nobody, again, very few people are going to be able to press from a position where their head is actually touching the floor to press up.
Right.
The solution then is as follows. You want to place about 4 inches worth of interlocking foam mats underneath your head. Now, you can get these. I found these in the kids' toy section at Costco. But they're available in other retail stores. The one I use is called the Best Step Anti-Fatigue Flooring that's sold there. Each packet, and it's cheap, contains 8 interlocking foam mats. They're a half inch apiece, so a total of 4 inches. You put your head on all 8 mats. Your hand should be on the floor outside of the mats, about the same position that you use for the headstands. Kick up again into that headstand and then press off the top of those exercise mats.
It's almost like board pressing for bench pressing.
There you go, into a partial handstand. Okay, it's just maybe the top half or even less of the lift. Your goal is to perform as many partial reps as you can get, leaving 1 to 2 reps in the tank, with the total rep target being about 20 for those sets. Once you're able to do 20 partial reps with those 8 foam mats, it's very simple. You remove just one. Now you're down to 7. It's another quarter inch or half inch that it adds to the range of motion. You're going to shoot for just 5 reps, again, building up to 20. As the weeks pass, you'll eventually be able to move all of the mats and perform a full handstand push-up to the floor. The bottom line in this exercise is this. You can do it anywhere. It'll pack slabs of muscle on your shoulders, triceps, and, in fact, your entire upper body. And it does so in a much safer fashion compared to the traditional barbell overhead press. Why? Because the elbows are not splayed out at a 90-degree angle to your side. What you're going to find is the elbows are kept more in line with the body and the shoulder. By virtue of that, the rotator cuff is not placed in a compromising position. It's also going to condition the hell out of your abs and your core, because you have to stabilize yourself when you're upside down.
Yeah, and anytime you're moving your body through time and space as opposed to moving an object, again, as you point out, you have that stabilization value that works a lot of other muscles as well.
It's an incredible exercise. It's very gratifying. It's a great party trick.
Yeah, I was just going to say, it would be impressive to be able to do, too.
Well, I mean, you think about it, a 200-pound athlete is, you know, there's not many guys that can take a barbell and press 200 pounds over their head.
Yeah, and you can't push press yourself when you're doing a handstand press, you know what I mean?
There you go.
All right, the next question comes from Jim Longhi. L-O-N-G-H-I. I'm hoping I'm not butchering these names. You mentioned something called IP6 last episode to take along with creatine. What is it, and what does it do? And more importantly, where can they get it?
Okay. I came across IP6 when I was researching. It's actually been used in the medical community. IP6, by definition, is inositol hexaphosphate. Inositol, as you know, is found in the bran of brown rice, the inositol, and it's also part of the B vitamin family. It is a patented ingredient for use in cancer treatment by virtue of the fact that it dramatically increases natural killer cell activity. So relative to athletes, creatine, as you know, is stored in the muscle as creatine phosphate for use during short-duration, high-intensity activities like weight training. I have used all different kinds of, bisodium carbonate, phosphate buffers. If you remember PhosFuel going back to the Twin Lab days.
Yeah.
I'll say this. If you are involved in repetitive short bursts of maximal power with very limited rest intervals between sets, like speed work for West Side prescribes.
Right.
Or you're working very quickly in between sets, in between, let's say, 60 and 90 seconds for hypertrophy purposes, there is no better nutraceutical than the combined with creatine than IP6, and in the amount of about 1 to 2 grams taken along with your creatine just prior to training. It really squelches lactic acid.
You think it's better? It's better than beta-alanine?
I don't know if it's better, per se, than beta-alanine. I've never put them head-to-head. I can tell you this, though. It works faster, meaning the first time you take it, right before a training session, you will notice the difference.
Yeah, because that's a big problem. Most, like beta-alanine takes a while for it to start to work, right?
It does, and we'll get into beta-alanine in a little bit because I know it's going to come up in a question. But IP6, definitely something worth looking into. It doesn't cost a lot. It combines exceptionally well with creatine, and as a source of phosphates to facilitate greater creatine phosphate storage, it is an excellent, excellent addition to your stack.
Cool, cool. Okay, and so where can you get it?
I actually get mine from a little mom and pop shop in Maine called BeyondACentury.com. They do some. Bulk powders and so forth. IP6 is patented, so you're free to mix, let's say, inositol and other phosphate compounds. I haven't personally tried that because IP6 hasn't been, I don't find it cost prohibitive. Some people may. But that's where I get it, and that's where other people can find it.
Okay. All right. Why don't we do this? We have to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to pick it up. We have a question from Brian Recker, okay? You're listening to Superhuman Radio. We're talking this hour with Rob Regish. This is the Blueprint Power Hour. This is Ask the Expert with Rob Regish. And later in the show, the grand poobah of the paleo movement. I mean, without him, I said to Dr. Lauren Cordain the other day, it's almost like you were one of those dogs that got wet and you shook and all of the droplets that came off of you became paleo gurus, and he laughed really hard. We're going to be talking with Dr. Lauren Cordain about his opinion about where the paleo movement is going. We'll be right back.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com. and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else? From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro series products today at primordialperformance.com. I have never endorsed a training guide before The Blueprint by Rob Regish. The Blueprint combines the best techniques for building muscle and gaining strength with the best tips on supplementation and nutrition. Everyone who has used The Blueprint has surpassed their expectations in muscular gains in record time. You'll learn how to break through any plateau, how to make gains from every single workout, and all for the price of a single supplement purchase. Get your copy of The Blueprint today by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Blueprint banner ad. Order today and get copies of both The Blueprint 2.0 and 3.0, plus ongoing support on The Blueprint Forum to ensure your success. Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried, because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured, there are no banned substances in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler. And now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today. Melatonin is the best sleep aid in the world, but it has one flaw, the delivery method. Melatonin tablets are not efficient and can wear off too soon, leaving you wide awake in the middle of the night. Time-release tablets make you feel groggy in the morning. Now there's the Age 4 Sustained Delivery Melatonin Patch. This transdermal patch delivers a precise amount of melatonin from the moment you apply it and continues to do so for an entire 6 hours. This ensures a full night's sleep while waking refreshed and ready to go. Visit ageforce.com and use the coupon code SHRMEL and save 50% off your first order. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use SHRMEL today and sleep better tomorrow.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Rob Regish, author of The Blueprint. Do you have a blueprint for your progress, or do you just train aimlessly and subsequently have little progress at all? Okay, Brian Recker says, is the end goal of beta-alanine supplementation to increase carnosine reserves? If so, why not just supplement with carnosines? Oh, Mr. Cotter, can I answer this one, Mr. Cotter? Can I?
No, feel free.
Like. This has been discussed ad infinitum, and it's really it's funny, but go ahead. No, you answer it. There's plenty of research on this. Go ahead.
It's my opinion that beta-alanine is not being used to its full advantage right now in the market. But the short answer to the question here is, in today's market, yes, beta-alanine's ultimate end goal is to boost muscle carnosine stores. And this has the practical effect of buffering pH, allowing you to train harder and longer, particularly in higher rep ranges. His question relative to why not just use carnosine is a good one. It's logical. The problem is this. First, oral carnosine is quickly degraded into beta-alanine and L-histidine.
Right.
It then recombines to be stored in the muscle as carnosine. The insult to that injury is that carnosine is much more expensive than beta-alanine. So, the short answer to your question is certainly buy beta-alanine. It's much preferred to carnosine. However, in doing so, you have robbed yourself of two other very important benefits of concurrently high levels of both beta-alanine and carnosine, and they are as follows. One, vastly improved rates of wound healing. And second, beta-alanine is siphoned off and used as a substrate for RNA, The body uses tons of RNA in producing new muscle proteins. In other words, for protein synthesis. In virtually every formula out there today, beta-alanine fails to deliver on those two attributes, and it's the reason why Synthogen, my product, when I was researching it, I elected to include a separate and distinct nutraceutical that boosts both beta-alanine and carnitine simultaneously.
Carnosine.
Yeah. And then layers in beta-alanine on top of that, such that it is available to perform the two other merits that it brings to the table, which again are increased wound healing and recovery from exercise, and now beta-alanine being in the correct environment for use as a substrate for greater RNA production in the body. And you use tons of it in protein synthesis, messenger RNA, transfer RNA, ribosomal RNA. If you don't have enough RNA, muscle growth grinds to a halt.
Yeah. And actually, there was a study done, I want to say by... It was either a university in Texas or Toronto that compared beta-alanine supplementation with carnosine supplementation. And what they discovered was that beta-alanine was the limiting factor on carnosine production. So you can actually ramp up carnosine production by supplementing specifically with beta-alanine.
Yeah. One additional note I'll make on that is this. It needs to combine with the amino acid L-histidine to be stored as carnosine. The problem there being L-histidine is an essential amino acid, and if that's pulled out of circulation when your body is trying to build muscle, it will build no new muscle.
Yeah. Interesting.
So.
Okay. Amir Rozek, we should get him his own show. He always has lots of good questions. Amir Rozek says, Rob, thank you for taking the time to answer my questions, first of all, our questions, and that's very kind of him. My question for you is this, what drives you to do the things you do? I guess is he talking about the work that you do or the training?
Probably both. I had a lot of time to think about this, and I've thought about it over the years. I'll be very honest with people. You know, I had a two-word business plan, if you want to call it that, help people. Yeah. I wrote this book because I was 38 years old, and there was no amount of time or money that was going to get back what I wanted so long ago, which was to be, a world-class weightlifter.
Right.
And it's a long story. I'm not going to go into it, but at that point in time, you sit down and you look in the mirror and you've got two choices. You can either keep all this information to yourself or you can share it with other people. And I elected to do the latter, and it was the best thing I ever did. I'm also going to say that I had no financial goals for Blueprint whatsoever. And truth be told, nobody's making a ton of money selling information in this market.
That's the truth.
They figured it out. Everybody wants magic beans. But I'll also say this, I became a very rich man. The first day that I heard from one of my first customers, he goes by the screen name Brain Squirt, and he wrote me and he said, I put on 8 pounds in the last, 4 weeks, 5 weeks. He says that I can guarantee you it isn't effing fat.
Yeah.
I did not need to hear his voice. I did not need to see the expression on his face. I remember what that was like, being a young guy that was hungry and that would run through a brick wall and do whatever he needed to do. I just needed the information. So I laid down that night, and I've laid down a lot of nights since then, knowing that I accomplished what I set out to do.
You think a lot of people are skeptical when you play the altruistic card, I do this because I love it? Because I got to be honest with you. There are days where I think to myself, why am I doing this? And those are the days that I get an email from somebody that says basically, the show changed my life, the show saved my life, the show saved my son's life or whatever.
Yeah.
And it really does. It makes my eyes well up because I'm always at that point where I'm going, you know what? This is really a lot of work. And the only time people say it's a lot of work is when they feel like they're not making the money to justify what they're doing. You know, it's like, oh man, this is really a lot of work. Yeah. And so but when you talk about that stuff on the air, like I do right now, I know there's people out there going that some portion of what I just said is complete and utter BS because no one is that altruistic in life. You know, when I first started doing this show, the first year and a half I did this show, I had to pay to do this show because I had no advertisers. And I gave advertising away just so it looked like I attracted advertisers. But I had to pay Clear Channel $125 every Saturday to do my show.
Wow. You know, to those folks, I'll simply say this. You know, if you doubt what I'm saying, sit down and pour your heart and soul and write your own ebook. Get it copyrighted and published. Get it out there and sit back and see for yourself exactly how much, you know, let's say financial reward is in it. But also see for yourself, gratefully, how you become a consultant and help people that are using your stuff achieve their goals. You will find exactly what I just told you. Nobody's getting rich doing this. What they are doing is getting rich in the sense that these people will come back to you for answers because you've given them the right answers and you've helped them achieve things that they otherwise would not have been able to do. Yeah. I don't know how you put a price on that.
Yeah. No, that makes perfect sense. It really, really does. Okay, let's go ahead and plug the book. For those of you who have been living under a rock, you can get a copy of the Blueprint by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Blueprint banner ad. And the reality is that the Blueprint is actually going up in price. So
it already is. I've got it in several other outlets, and it'll be on others, you'll see, in the coming months. It's already going for $80 elsewhere.
And it's worth every penny of it. That's the God's honest truth. But the people who bought the Blueprint back when it was $50, they are still getting the upgrades for free, right?
They are. And, you know, right, wrong, or indifferent, like I said before, I have become a consultant for life. You know, after somebody makes a one-time investment of, let's say, $50, I am more or less at people's beck and call. You know, you've heard Gareth earlier in the show. You know, he bought the Blueprint. He and I talk almost every day. I don't hide from anybody. I don't run and hide after I sell something. You get my cell phone number. All right. You know, now I don't know how long I can keep that up, but I can say this. It'll be my last step in life. I'm going to try it. And so far, I've succeeded.
Cool. Very cool. Listen, Rob, thanks for being on Superhuman Radio today.
Thanks, brother.
And we'll see you again Thursday for the regular installment of the roundtable discussion on strength and hypertrophy with Coach Wade Johnson.
Looking forward to it.
Okay. Thanks for listening to Rob Regish. Get his book. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Blueprint banner ad today. We'll be right back with the grand poobah of the paleo movement, Dr. Lauren Cordain.
They only talk to her because she looks like a total prostitute.
Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
If you're like me, you avoid the insulin spike from eating pasta, but not anymore. Miracle Noodle is the world's first no-calorie, no-carbohydrate noodle. You heard me right. Now you can enjoy pasta dishes and stay on your low-carb diet. They have fettuccine, linguine, rigatoni, and more. Even angel hair pasta is now a no-calorie, no-carb food. And Miracle Noodle tastes great. So go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Miracle Noodle banner ad to learn more about how you can start enjoying pasta again, even when you're dieting. Find your Miracle Noodle at superhumanradio.com today.
You may not recognize Muscle Gauge Nutrition, but that's because they've been in the background as a private label manufacturer for some of your favorite brands. Now get ready to hear their name a lot as an introductory offer. Get 5 pounds of pure whey protein isolate for as little as $11 a pound and get free shipping too. Each 30-gram scoop contains the requisite amount of leucine to stimulate the anabolic response. Check out these flavors: cake batter, chocolate, cinnamon bun, ice cream sandwich, rocky road, strawberry, vanilla, and unflavored. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Muscle Gauge banner ad and use the coupon code SUPER. That's S-U-P-E-R today.
Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein in the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low, low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you.
No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan-2, Mechanical Growth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Companies.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Okay. My next guest, I affectionately referred to during the first hour of the show as the Grand Poobah of the paleo movement. He is none other than Dr. Lauren Cordain. How you doing, Lauren?
Hey, Carl. Doing good. How are you doing?
Good, good. Lauren, I don't remember the first time that you were on my show. I want to say it was probably in 2006, maybe 2007, around there. Back then, the paleo movement was really not a movement yet, right?
Yeah, it was just a ripple, and that ripple is now threatening to be a tidal wave.
My concern is kind of like what just went on with the Republican presidential candidates. They destroyed each other so eloquently that they've given everything that is needed to the Democrats to now then destroy the one who wins out. And I kind of see a similar thing happening within the paleo movement. The paleo movement has a very important message about the clear linkage between disease and nutrition. However, at the same time, right now, the paleo movement has become so popular that everybody wants to be a paleo guru. And in doing so, in an effort to carve out their own little niche, they do tasteless and disparaging type things to each other to try to say to the potential audience, listen to me, I'm the real paleo guy. Have you noticed this at all, or do you stay away from the blogosphere entirely?
You know, I don't pay a whole lot of attention to, you know, that kind of information. I'm a research scientist at a Division I university, research university, and my focus has always been on the science behind this concept. And so that's where we're trying to move it. And I think that it should never, any nutritional or dietary concept should never be driven by a single charismatic individual. That's the best formula for disaster. Really what we need to do is we need to let the data speak for itself, and good science will prevail. And that's actually what's occurring right now. When we say that a grain-free diet and a dairy-free diet are more therapeutic than the Mediterranean diet, then it shouldn't just be some person saying that. What it needs to be are randomized controlled trials under experimental conditions with sufficient sample size and sufficient statistical power that we can say this is irrefutable. And so that's the road that this movement, this concept needs to go down. We don't need to get caught up in the Beverly Hills grapefruit diet or this, that, or whatever. And long after I'm gone, the science will remain. This is not a fad. This is the ultimate foundation for optimal human nutrition, and this will be around for hundreds of years. It will eventually replace the USDA MyPlate, because that food or dietary scheme was created by fallible humans. And that's really the difference with this, is that I didn't create it, even though I may be somewhat near center right now. I never created this. Together with many scientists from around the world, what we did was we uncovered what was pre-existing. And so that's the beauty of this. This is not a diet that's been created by any single individual, but rather by hundreds and thousands of scientists since the beginning of Darwin's time, when we really got the notion that evolution through natural selection governs all biological disciplines, including nutrition.
You know, I can appreciate the fact that you're not out there in the blogosphere, and you're probably not as familiar. I had Rob Wolf on the show not too long ago, and we kind of touched on this. And Rob was a student of yours, and Rob has developed a very, very good following, and as such, there are people out there who like to take shots at the people who are most successful. But one of the things that I did not discuss with Rob, because I hadn't known about it yet, was I recently had a gentleman that I know who owns a very large company paid a marketing group tens of thousands of dollars to help him find a new branding approach. And they came back and said to him, you need to get the name Paleo in the name of your company, because that's the big buzzword right now. That's growing. That's what's going to catch on. Paleo. You have to become paleo. And I kind of feel that this type of approach potentially could sully or even bastardize the important message that's being promoted out there. And I can appreciate what you're saying, that the research needs to be the most important. The science needs to be most important. At the same time, my fear is, Dr. Adkins was not an idiot. Dr. Adkins was a very intelligent man who summarized an important aspect of nutrition that can lead to health and weight loss, but yet he was painted with that zealot paintbrush, and a lot of his message became discounted. It lost some of its gravity because of that. And I'm concerned about the paleo movement being treated like that right now. So you have no concerns whatsoever about that, huh?
Well, you know, clearly you look at this thing, and it's about people, it's about sustainability, and it's about the environment. And so I think that the Atkins thing, the low-carb situation, you're right, that was bastardized, because you can make things that are low-carb that have absolutely nothing to do with natural living foods. And So it can be extremely commercialized. There can be lines of products and this, that, and whatever. But the real message behind paleo is the same message that's behind ecologic sustainability. It's about the health of this planet. And what it's about is getting healthy, natural foods from the producer to the consumer with very little middlemen involved. And when you do that, then there's not a whole lot of profit. It's between the farmers that produce and the people that consume. And so that's really the message. And once we start bastardizing the message by producing product that are quote-unquote branded paleo, I think, you know, that's part of human nature. People are going to try to make a buck out of it. But how can you call a head of lettuce paleo, or
yeah, right.
You know, grass-fed beef paleo? It's simply getting us back to our roots, and that's why this is such a successful lifetime nutritional program. Is because we're aligning what we're genetically adapted to, the foods that our species have traditionally consumed, and when we do that. Then, you know, health and well-being, without it goes without saying, come along. And so if you have a line of vitamins or minerals or supplements or this, that, or whatever that are branded paleo, except for two nutrients, there's really no need for any of that stuff. And so I think that's where the bastardization comes in, is that if you eat all of your calories is fresh fruits, vegetables, meats and seafood, as I pointed out in numerous scientific papers where we've done computerized dietary analyses, there's absolutely no need for other nutrients. The only two nutrients that you may want to consider, and for most of us that live in the Western world and we work indoors in North America above 40 degrees north latitude, you better supplement with vitamin D.
Right, right.
So that's certainly part of it. And the other part is, you know, we don't eat the brains, we don't eat the organs, and we don't eat wild meat, which is, we've shown in laboratory situations, you can get sufficient long-chain omega-3 fatty acids. So if you don't like to eat fatty fish, then you better supplement. So those are the two major things that I would say that people should consider. Other than that, phytochemicals, antioxidant vitamins, coenzyme Q, blah, 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 vitamin K, everything that you can look at under the sun, we've analyzed. And the evolutionary template is the template that works. And so to date, we really haven't found a silver bullet.
Yeah. All right, let's do this. I want to take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, I want you to tell me what type of discussion you have when someone comes to you and tries to promote a vegan diet, I'm just curious how you gently try to inform them. We're talking with Dr. Loren Cordain. He is the grand poobah of the paleo movement, and I say that with all respect. And his website is thepaleodiet.com, still the go-to website, and always has been. Great tools there, nutritional calculators, and so on. If you have never been there before, you're missing out on a great opportunity. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio. Are your goals longevity, endurance, vitality, or wellness? Well, you'll find everything you're looking for at uscellwellness.com. US Cell Wellness was founded on the belief that total well-being begins at the most basic cellular level. Their natural supplements are designed to work with the body to achieve health and vitality. Their formulas are backed by a team of nutritional researchers, healthcare professionals, and nutritional supplement biochemists. Whether you're concerned for your own wellness or a clinician caring for others, it all starts at uscellwellness.com. Save 20% off your first purchase when you use the coupon code SUPER. No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, melanotan 2, mechanical growth factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like triptorelin or folistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go
to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Company.
The ingredients in Bridge read like a who's who of hormones and natural compounds designed to increase muscle mass, focus, and libido so you can keep all your hard-earned muscle gains as you cycle off or diet down. Bridge is not fairy dust. Ingredients like Phytogea, Pregenolon, Phosphatidylserine, and Alpha-GPC ensure you maintain an anabolic environment while Uricoma, Longifolia, Murabuama, Lepidium mayeni, and Resveratrol keep you feeling strong and focused just the way you were on cycle. Bridge is the most unique supplement on the market that works anytime. Check out Bridge today at needtobuildmuscle.net. Don't lose your gains.
I have never endorsed a training guide before The Blueprint by Rob Regish. The Blueprint combines the best techniques for building muscle and gaining strength with the best tips on supplementation and nutrition. Everyone who has used The Blueprint has surpassed their expectations in muscular gains in record time. You'll learn how to break through any plateau, how to make gains from every single workout, and all for the price of a single supplement purchase. Get your copy of The Blueprint today by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Blueprint banner ad. Order today and get copies of both The Blueprint 2 and 3.0 plus ongoing support on the Blueprint Forum to ensure your success. Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household. You already know how great the Testo 100 Transdermal Testosterone Boosting Patch is. Well, now it's even better. The new and improved Testo 100 patch now contains D-aspartic acid, stinging nettle root, and androstenotrione to increase free testosterone while reducing sex hormone binding globulin and aromatase enzyme. It's still made in FDA-certified labs and contains all the great ingredients that made it work originally. But now it's even better. Bypassing the stomach to deliver its ingredients throughout the day for greater increases in energy, libido, and muscle-building, fat-burning effects. Get 50% off when you use the coupon code SHR4. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use the coupon code SHR4 and get your new Testo 100 patch today.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio, where we have the privilege of talking today to Dr. Lauren Cordain. Dr. Cordain, when someone comes to you and wants to impress you upon the importance of a vegan diet, because the vegan diet is really being pushed hard in a variety of different mainstream media venues right now, starting back with, you know, Oprah's Meatless Monday and Dr. Oz and all this other stuff, and people being told that the vegan diet, I even had a doctor on yesterday that I never correct people, I never challenge people because that's not my job. You know, implying that the Dean Ornish diet was the only way to avoid heart disease. And I know that's not true. When people come to you, you're a learned scholar. When they come to you and say, you're wrong, vegan is the way to go, what do you say?
Well, once again, you know, I try to let the data always speak for itself. And what I say is reflective of the scientific literature and what the studies suggest rather than charismatic single individuals. And I've debated many of these folks. T. Colin Campbell, the author of the China study, he and I have debated one another in person as well as online. You can go online and see those debates. I think one's called the protein debate that Rob Wolf kind of advertised and put together. So you can see that online. You can read the data. But one of the great expectations for many people who adopt vegan diets, including former President Clinton, is the notion that they're going to live longer and they're going to escape heart disease and cancer and the chronic diseases of civilization that afflict about 75 to 80% of the people in our in the United States. This simply isn't true. It wasn't until 1997 that the first meta-analysis of vegans was ever conducted, and that study involved over 30,000 vegans, and the meta-analysis showed without a doubt that vegans don't live any longer and they don't have any lower incidence of cardiovascular disease or cancer or any other major chronic disease, the metabolic syndrome. So that study was done in 1997, and it was recently replicated in another large meta-analysis. And what a meta-analysis is we put together all the studies that have ever been done, and we do certain statistics on it, and we pool these studies and come up with a conclusion. And so this study was even larger than the one that was done in 1997. Same exact conclusion is that if you are consuming a vegan diet because you perceive that it's going to improve your health, you're wrong. And the science, the meta-analyses show that. And so in my new book, The Paleo Answer, I've devoted an entire chapter, chapter 4, on why that is. And we've gone through all the nutrient shortcomings on vegan diets. And there's a long laundry list of of nutrients that are deficient. And starting off with B12, omega-3, iron, zinc, iodine, calcium, vitamin D, taurine, and vitamin B6. So if that laundry list doesn't scare you, and if you want to know the details, at the end of my book, I've provided perhaps 200 to 300 scientific references showing this. So all the randomized controlled trials that have ever been done of vegan diets, unless you supplement or eat fortified foods, you will become deficient in that laundry list of nutrients. And people, one of the greatest hazards is the elevation in blood homocysteine concentrations. Mm-hmm. And so we know that there's three nutrients that affect homocysteine. In recent years, we know that vitamin B12 is the most important nutrient. And so homocysteine is a toxic compound that results from a lack of these, the ability to break down certain nutrients, and they become toxic in our bloodstream. So if you don't get vitamin B12, and if you're a vegan, you will become deficient in B12 unless you supplement with that vitamin or eat fortified foods. So same thing with omega-3 fatty acids. There's no long-chain omega-3 fatty acids in any plant food, so you have to supplement with that. Now, what sense does that make from an evolutionary perspective? If you have to, first off, wild animals and hunter-gatherers don't supplement.
Don't supplement, their diet. Right, right.
And so they do just fine. And so when you have to supplement, what it begs is that there's a nutrient deficiency in the diet. And so we know that you can make people, if you become a vegan, you can become vitamin B6 deficient within a week. And so, once again, this kind of information has been out there forever, and it's surprising that the American Dietetic Association, which has changed their name, and the USDA My Pyramid also suggest that carefully planned vegan diets can meet all of these nutrients. That's just nonsense. The data and the science and the publications just don't agree. You can't find any well-controlled scientific papers that show otherwise.
Well, you know what's really funny, too? There was a study that was just released this morning that was published by the National Evolutionary Synthesis Center in Durham, North Carolina. And the study looks at and traces the evolutionary history of mammalian diets, how mammals evolved to eat what they eat. And the only thing that I loved about this whole study, I mean, none of it was shockingly new to me. But the one thing that I loved about it was that in the history of all mammals, there have been many that have transitioned from being herbivores to omnivores or even carnivores. But there's never been a transition of an animal, mammal species that has transitioned from being a carnivore or even an omnivore to a herbivore, which tells you something. It tells you that, you know, we're always seeking the best genetically, you know, through evolutionary selection pressure. We're always seeking optimal function. And clearly that happened when we started to eat meat. I think that it was Australopithecus gracilis and Australopithecus robustus, right? Those were the two divergents. One started to eat meat and one didn't, and one died off. The one that was strictly a herbivore died off. Is that correct, or am I wrong about that?
Well, that was kind of the older notion. We've published a couple of scientific papers on that, and your readers or your listeners can go to my website, thepaleodiet.com, and download those papers. So that was kind of the earlier perspective, but colleagues from South Africa as well as University of Colorado at Boulder have actually analyzed the isotopic signature of Australopithecus gracilis and Australopithecus robustus. And so the notion was that robustus was kind of the nutcracker and had big, huge teeth and a large skull and huge masticatory muscles and whatever. But the data actually shows otherwise. If you look at the collagen, there's preserved collagen in the enamel of the teeth. What it shows is that the signature is probably eating an omnivorous diet. More importantly, I mean, those species, it's unclear, completely what line of hominids led to modern humans. There's still a lot of room for error there. But what we can say is we've looked at contemporary hunter-gatherers. We looked at the historical evidence. We published our results in the highest impact factor scientific nutritional journal in the world, the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition. And what we were able to show of the 229 extant hunter-gatherer societies that have been studied, there wasn't a single vegetarian society. So I think that pretty much puts the trump card on it. And we did another more precise study where we took the 13 known studies, quantitative studies of hunter-gatherers, and once again we came up with a similar result. In fact, what we found is that animal food sources were the preferred food source, and roughly the percentage of food that came from animal food worldwide was about 55 to 65% animal food, and the balance was plant food. And there's a number of reasons for it. One is that if you become if you attempt to become a vegan and you're a hunter-gatherer, it'll kill you. You won't have reproductive success. So that behavioral adaptation doesn't work,
right,
unless you have supplements. Secondly, there's a concept called optimal foraging theory, and what hunter-gatherers try to do is they try to get the biggest bang for the buck when they go out and hunt or gather. So they're not going to gather up broccoli and carrots and apples if there are fatty animals or nuts or other foods available.
Right, nutrient-dense foods, obviously. They only have so much they can carry and so much they can eat. Obviously, stomach size becomes an issue as well, and you want the most nutrient-dense foods you can get. Tell me about the new book. It's out. It looks like it's on your website now, huh?
Yeah, it is, Carl, and it's called The Paleo Answer. And it took about a year for me to write this thing. And basically what we did is everything that I didn't write about in my other books or factors that have become somewhat contentious, as you mentioned at the very first part of the show, the paleo movement has fractionated. So I really wanted to drive home some of these points. For instance, when I was at the Ancestral Health Association conference at UCLA this past August, there were many in the audience that were claiming to be paleo, yet they were consuming dairy products. And so there's a good, strong chapter on what's wrong with dairy products. And I think that your listeners that are doing paleo that regularly consume dairy may want to think twice.
Okay. Let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, I want to discuss this notion. There was a study published not too long ago that implied that the diets that are based in animal proteins are not sustainable any longer because of the population on the planet. I want to get your take on that. We're talking with Dr. Lauren Cordain. You can learn more about him at the single best paleo website on the net, and that is thepaleodiet.com. There is more great free information there than anywhere else. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
With drugs and booze, maybe you'll make the evening news. And when you're tripping over your dreams, they'll keep you down by any means. By the end of the night, you'll be stifling.
Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones. And Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried. Because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents. But rest assured, there are no banned substances in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler. And now you can join the pro ranks. Go to
AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
From the iconic metabolic expert, Dr. Scott Conley, comes Physique 2.0. Physique 2.0 is the only meal replacement with MetaFX, Beta-FAOCHO. That's a long way of saying the only carbohydrate supplement that has been clinically shown to burn fat. Just like the complete milk protein in Physique 2.0 promotes fat burn, so does the carbohydrate source. This is the first ever food source that can burn fat while building muscle. What are you waiting for? Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Physique 2.0 banner ad to learn more.
No two amino acids have been studied more than creatine and beta-alanine. And no two amino acids have been shown to independently improve athletic performance better than creatine and beta-alanine. When you join these two ergogenic powerhouses together, you get unparalleled results. And when you bypass the stomach and deliver them right to the bloodstream, you get the best single legal performance-enhancing product bar none. Save 50% off your initial order by using the coupon code CB50, that's CB50. Go to ageforce.com today.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. I'm over at thepaleodiet.com. You know what? It never ceases to amaze me about the great information you put up there. That's just for the taking, Dr. Cordain.
I mean, Carl, thanks a lot. You know, it's kind of my way of giving back a lot of the information. So I think that there's more information for free on my website, way more than you know, what is being sold at the books and some of the
And you can get an autographed copy right now, it looks like. You can get if you order from the website, you can get an autographed copy of one of your white papers or something like that, right?
You get an autographed copy of my new book, which you can't get anyplace else on the web, and along with that, you get $30 worth of free white papers. So it's really, if you're going to order the new book, it's the best way to go.
Yeah, very cool, very cool. What about this notion that trying to eat paleo or an ancestral type diet, if you don't want to call it paleo, is really not sustainable any longer because the sheer number of people on the planet and the requirements for animal protein?
You know, that's I've said that from day one. I've been involved in this this movement since the very get-go, you know, on a national, international basis. And in my scientific papers, I've always made that comment. So it's on a, you know, we've got close to 7 billion people on the planet now. And without cereal grains or plant foods, we simply could not eat the diet that we're genetically adapted to. So it's somewhat ironic that all hunter-gatherer societies that we've ever studied, the majority of their calories come from animal foods. And if we look at some of the third world and the impoverished countries around the globe, what we find is that they simply cannot afford animal food. And consequently, in these parts of the world, we see vitamin and nutrient deficiencies widespread that you don't see anyplace else in the world. Pellagra has virtually been eliminated in the United States. Beriberi, goiter, all these things, they're very common in places where people have to rely almost solely on plant foods. However, having said that, in the United States, so we're not suffering from diseases of undernutrition, we're suffering from diseases of overnutrition, and most Americans can afford to eat what they want to do, particularly the ones that have metabolic syndrome, overweight, sick, and so forth. There is, and I'd be the first to admit, there is at the lower end of U.S. And Western industrialized country society, there are people that they go out and they buy the foods that taste good. And so these are subsidized by the government, sugar, corn, grains, and so forth. These are subsidized, so they become cheap. And it's kind of a vicious cycle, is that people that can't afford to buy better, they buy cheap foods, and it makes them sicker. And what we should be doing, the government should be subsidizing these people, but only subsidizing healthy foods. And so that, I think, is a solution that really hasn't been considered.
And that was going to be my next statement. We have benevolent people like Bill Gates, giving money to Monsanto to engineer genetically modified corn and grains that will grow in drought areas and so on. Couldn't the same dollars be put forth to maybe make animal husbandry more practical and easier to perform in these countries? Instead of teaching these people how to grow corn, couldn't we teach them how to raise cows and chickens and stuff like that?
Yeah, when you think about it, what a great engineering feat a cow is. It can take food that we can't eat and turn it into highly nutritious food. So I grew up in Nevada, and most of Nevada is deserts and sagebrush and pinyon juniper and shrubland.
I have to invoke something. And the closer you get to Clark County, there are bodies out there as well. Okay, sorry.
Well, you can't grow crops in Nevada. So what can you do? You can put cows and sheep and other animals that can turn this inedible food into highly nutritious food for us. So I'm not an animal scientist by any means, but I think that there are solutions that we can come up with to get us back on track to the diet that is a sustainable diet for the planet, and it's closer to what we're genetically adapted.
Yeah, absolutely. Tell me about your opinion. Now, you know, like anything else, when something becomes popular, people are always looking for other ways to branch off and capitalize on it. And now the big thing now is the hunter-gatherer exercise or hunter-gatherer activities that are better for us. And it makes a lot of sense, by the way. I'm not making light of it. But what is your take on it? What is your opinion of it?
You know, even though my formal training was in exercise physiology, I kind of branched off of that 20 years ago and have been involved in nutrition and health and well-being for years and years and years. But I think it makes sense. You know, I think the same template that we use to place over nutritional health problems, I think it makes a lot of sense in terms of our bodies and what's healthy for us. We know that, overuse exercise is repetitive training, doing only one type of situation ultimately ends up with, injury and overuse and muscle and bone and tendon breakdown. So cross training became the hottest thing in the 70s, and so I think most good coaches, I know I was involved in swimming early on, and you just had swimmers swim. Well, no coach in their right mind just has swimmers swim anymore. They all do cross training. They do a little bit of running, a little bit of weightlifting. And so we find that doing that, it kind of tends to reduce injury severity and incidence. So I think it's a good thing. I think that, we need to use the entire range of motion, and sprinters need to do a little bit of endurance, and endurance runners need to do a little bit of sprinting, and weightlifters need to do a little bit of running, blah, 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 blah. So I think that this kind of movement that Erwin LaCour and others are, forefronting is... It makes a lot of sense. Same way with the barefoot running in these shoes that emulate barefoot.
I actually, it's funny. I did a show with Vibram
a couple years ago when they introduced the five finger, and that was the first one of these glove shoes to come out. And I actually billed the show as the paleo shoe because
well,
I thought
it makes a lot of sense, Carl. I was a lifeguard for 20 years at Lake Tahoe. And one of the things that we did is we ran barefoot along the sand. And I know that by the end of the summer, my feet really toughened up. And the tendons in my feet became wider and broader and, you know, those kind of things. And so humans are not really meant to be wearing shoes. And lots of biomechanists are now showing that there's some collective advantages to doing that.
You know, it's funny. I mean, this is kind of on and off topic at the same time. But I had developed a really bad case of plantar fasciitis one time from doing very, very heavy toe raises. Actually, you know, doing calf movements with a loaded 45-degree leg press with a lot of weight on it. And I apparently started to pull that tendon away from the heel of the foot, and then the plantar fasciitis begins. And I went to a doctor, and he gave me a shot of cortisone, and it went away for about 3 or 4 weeks, and then it started coming back. And anybody who's ever had this, you know, you wake up in the morning, you can't walk, you come out of bed, your foot is stiff, it takes a long time for it to loosen up, it's very, very painful, it's painful at night while you're sleeping. I found myself at spring break in Florida. So one morning, I got up, and I decided, not for the heel pain, but I just decided I wanted to run on the beach. And I ran down close to the seashore where the sand is more packed. And do you know, after running for about maybe just 20 minutes, after doing that, the next morning I woke up, I had no heel pain. It went away and never bothered me again. I must have, because of the way the sand contoured the heel, it must have pulverized whatever was going on with the soft tissue down there. And then the body deployed new soft tissue to repair it, and it went away. And I never had a problem. And I tell people, sometimes I'll get an email from somebody who'll say about plantars. I say, go run on the beach.
Yeah, your point is well taken. And humans are good field animals. We're genetically and evolutionarily designed to be outdoors in the sunshine, consuming the foods that we are, fresh foods that we can gather and procure through our own activities. And so the further that we get from this, the further our health problems become. Vitamin D has become a huge problem in the United States and Europe. And this epidemic of vitamin D deficiency has only been recognized in the last decade or so. So why do we have such a huge problem with vitamin D? Because everybody's indoors on their computer.
Right.
And when they go out, what are they doing? They're slathering themselves with sunscreen because they're afraid of getting a little bit of sun. So I think that these kind of concepts are based in evolution, and the answer is based in evolution. So in regards to the vitamin D situation, and you know, how do you get your kids out in the sun without getting melanoma and skin cancer and blah, 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 if you go to my new book, The Paleo Answer, got a chapter on all of that. So I think what we need to do is we need to take the best of the modern world and kind of combine it with the wisdom of the environment that shaped our genome. And when we do that, we can really access both worlds and get the best out of both.
Okay, we're going to take our last commercial break. When we come back, I want you to look into your paleo crystal ball, and I want you to tell me what you think is on the forefront in the future within the paleo movement. We're talking to the grand poobah of the paleo movement, Dr. Lauren Cordain. His website is thepaleodiet.com. I just downloaded a half a dozen studies from there. Go there now. I'm telling you, it's great. We'll be right back. Sissies may want to stop listening now. Super DMZ is the most powerful legal compound available on the market today, bar none. Super DMZ will give you lean muscle and strength gains at comparable rates to the anabolic steroid Dianabol with none of the water retention or bloat. Super DMZ contains Superdrol dimethazine, not to be confused with other Superdrol knockoffs. Get Super DMZ while supplies last at ironmaglabs.com. Don't wait too long because Super DMZ is sure to be added to the government ban list. Go to ironmaglabs.com.
OrbitMagLabs.com today.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
The ingredients in Halo Extreme come right from the folklore of the Eastern Bloc athletes whose strength dominated the Olympic Games in the 60s. Halo Extreme contains oral turinabol, which increases strength, muscle hardness, and muscle mass while not converting to estrogen or DHT. Iron Mag Labs combines this with a powerful ectosterone called 5-alpha-hydroxylaxigenin that has shown to increase protein synthesis by up to 200%. Halo Extreme is a great choice for beginners to advanced users looking for low side effects and crisp, lean, easy-to-maintain gains. Go to IronMagLabs.com today to order Halo Extreme. 6-Oxo is back thanks to Iron Mag Lab, the gold standard for testosterone boosting and estrogen reduction that all other over-the-counter aromatase inhibitors are compared to is 6-oxoprogesterone. 6-Oxo is the active ingredient in the new E-Control RX from Iron Mag Labs. Iron Mag Labs has resurrected the beast that has been clinically shown to raise free testosterone by as much as 226%. As men age, estrogen rises and testosterone drops. E-Control RX can help reverse this from happening. E-Control RX is suitable for post-cycle therapy to jumpstart natural testosterone production. Get E-Control RX today. Go to IronMagLabs.com today.
From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro series products today at primordialperformance.com.
The ingredients in Bridge read like a who's who of hormones and natural compounds designed to increase muscle mass, focus, and libido so you can keep all your hard-earned muscle gains as you cycle off or diet down. Bridge is not fairy dust. Ingredients like Phytogea, Pregenolon, Phosphatidylserine, and Alpha-GPC ensure you maintain an anabolic environment while Uricoma, Longifolia, Murabuama, Lepidium Mayeni, and Resveratrol keep you feeling strong and focused just the way you were on cycle. Bridge is the most unique supplement on the market that works anytime. Check out Bridge today at needtobuildmuscle.net. Don't lose your gains. Bridge.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. I'm going to rename the show the Super Paleo Human Radio so I can get caught up in the wave of the paleo movement. Okay, so we now have, paleo activity. What's next? Paleo sleep? Paleo breathing? What do you think?
You know, Carl, I can really only give you an informed comment on the area that I'm closest to. And that's the science behind it. And not only is this concept snowballing in the, popular culture, the concept is snowballing in the scientific literature. And the buzzword is evolutionary. And so if you go on Medline and you type in evolutionary and you tie it into hypertension or cancer or this, that, or whatever, even acne, you find out that the evolutionary template is driving the research concepts. And so, we were kind of at the forefront of this a couple of decades ago, and it's very gratifying now to see what are called randomized controlled trials, where we actually take human beings and we put them on these diets, and we measure endpoints that are usable to tell us that is the paleo diet healthful. And so my colleague Stefan Lindeberg at the University of Lund in Sweden has been central in doing these, as well as Linda Frisetto at the University of California at San Francisco. And I'm involved right now as a consultant on a National Institute of Health, R01, which is the biggest grant that they present or allow to go to researchers. So we have a large randomized controlled trial that is being planned right now with the huge number of people, so we have statistical power and over a course of a two-year period to really nail this thing down. So that's very exciting, is that the scientific community, and this is the same group that tested the DASH diet scientifically, so we're going to have a real good, strong basis for making these kind of recommendations. Secondly, another exciting factor that I've been involved in on a personal level, I've been at conferences organized by the military, and I can't really say which branches of the military, but the military is kind of jumping over the USDA MyPlate pyramid recommendations because they realize that paleo diets are anabolic and ergogenic, meaning that they improve performance, improve cognitive and motor performance, improve strength, blah, 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 and help to facilitate sleep and so forth. So pilots, astronauts, special force type people are recognizing the therapeutic value of high protein, low glycemic load diets that are very nutrient dense because they contain a lot of fruits and veggies. And so bottom line in not just people that have disease, but in healthy young people that apparently are performing at high level can perform even better. So the military is cognizant of this, and they organized a conference that a number of scientists from across the United States in academia, as well as scientists from military branches, got together to examine these. So I wouldn't be surprised that in the near future this is going to be a distinct advantage for military around the world is to apply this diet to people that are in combat situations.
I have to believe so, too. We did a show not too long ago that I think you might have gotten a kick out of. A guy came on. He was a researcher. And he researched the phenomenon of biphasic sleep cycles and went back in time and read all sorts of journals and doctors' prescriptions and all these other things and determined that around the time of the temperance movement, there was also the early to bed, early to rise movement because that was contributory to production in the assembly lines and factories. But the reality is that humans preferred to sleep about 4 or 5 hours, waking in the middle of the night, sometimes for anywhere from a half hour to a couple hours, then going back to sleep again for another 4 or 5 hours. As far back as people can find information about people's human sleep habits. And I have to believe that before the industrialization of this nation, we did sleep differently than we do today. And this guy wrote a fantastic book. Just like you said, all based on science. You know, he dug up all sorts of documents that were written specific references to individual sleeps, and a term that was very popular back then was the first sleep and the second sleep. And it was pretty intriguing. Have you heard anything about that?
You know, I haven't heard about that. I can comment a little bit on hunter-gatherer sleep patterns, and I can comment on a major nutrient that we have in the Western diet that seems to cause adverse sleeping.
Please.
So I, the first thing is that when you're hunter-gatherer, there's danger in the night. So if we go back 2 million years, 1 million years, is the nighttime belonged to the animals, not to us. Daytime belonged to us. And so nighttime was a very, very dangerous time. And somebody had to be alert during the first part of the night, and then somebody had to be alert towards the last part of the night, the early morning when things were still dark. And if you look at human sleep patterns now, what we find, and I can tell you this anecdotally, is that my teenagers like to stay up very, very late at night, and they like to sleep in way, way late. And I can tell you, when I was young, that was kind of my patterns. And now, my patterns are to go to bed earlier and to get up earlier. So it's a rare day when I don't get up, before it's light. And so what that does on an evolutionary basis, it kind of serves to keep to have half the group alert and awake and aware the first part of the night, and then the other group more alert and awake. So there may be survival value to changing sleep patterns as you age. Second factor I want to talk about is salt. In the U.S. diet, we eat roughly 10 grams, 10 to 12 grams of salt a day. And there's a classic study appeared in the journal of the American Medical Association way back in 1944 showing that high salt diets have an adverse effect on sleep. People become restless. They don't sleep well. They can't get to sleep. And so one of the advantages of the paleo diet is that it is, we try to reduce the salt in the diet because we're not eating processed foods. So that's a very little appreciated fact. I think most people understand that alcohol also disturbs sleep. So even though paleo diet, we have the 85-15 rule in which you can eat three meals out. You know, so if you want a glass of wine with dinner occasionally or beer with your friends, you can do it. But know that those two components were not part of Stone Age or pre-agricultural diets, and they're a significant component of modern diets. So people that have sleep problems, three things I recommend is, one, go out and exercise strenuously. Try to get the salt out of your diet, and if you want a good night's sleep, have that glass of wine long before you go to bed.
Right, early in the day. Exactly. That's very, very important. You think that the salt's effect on sleep is because salt seems to cause an insulin spike? What I've learned over the years is that what we do during the day that has an effect on insulin creates a pattern that occurs at night. So if I just go to heck with my diet today, eating lots of sugar and so on, my sleep will be impaired tonight because I'll have this amazing surge of insulin that will put me into a hypoglycemic episode, and I'll certainly have at least night terrors, if not night awakenings, with some hot sweats and so on. Do you think that's because salt is well known to spike insulin?
I think that we're looking at kind of convergent mechanisms. I think what you don't appreciate is that, and a very little known fact about hyperinsulinemia is it changes the intracellular concentration. So when you become transiently hyperinsulinemic, if you eat high glycemic load carbs like a big load of candy or white bread or whatever, what happens is that transient hyperinsulinemia causes an increase in intracellular sodium. And so that's the same effect that you get by eating salt. Now, salt doesn't cause you to become insulin resistant, okay? Salt has a minimal effect on the insulin glucose axis, but it causes intracellular sodium to increase. Well, we think that the ultimate mechanism, and the same thing with alcohol, so alcohol also increases intracellular sodium. We think what that does is it disrupts the melatonin, which is a hormone that helps to regulate sleep. So we think all three of those things, high glycemic load carbs, salt, and alcohol, function at the cellular level in a very similar manner by increasing intracellular sodium, which ultimately influences melatonin, which ultimately influences sleep. So if you want to have a horrible night's sleep, go out and get drunk and eat a pizza and then follow it up with a bowl of ice cream, and you won't sleep very well at all.
That's funny. That sounds like me when I was over 300 pounds, actually. Anyway, well, listen, I want to thank you for taking time to come on the show today.
You know, Carl, it's always a great pleasure to be able to speak with you and your great audience, and I appreciate the support over the years. You know, we go back, as you said, all the way to 2005 or 6 or whenever,
right,
when paleo wasn't known. And, you know, it's very gratifying for me to have supporters like yourself that have been, you know, with this and recognize it, had the prescience to recognize that this thing won't go away. So thank you very
much. Well, that's very flattering of you to say that. That really is. I appreciate that. And everybody, go to thepaleodiet.com. It is the one spot to go for paleo information, and it's loaded with information for free. I'll be busy downloading studies all day long today now, Lauren. But anyway, listen, thanks for being on the show today, okay?
Hey, thanks a lot for inviting me, Carl.
Okay. All right, and we also want to thank Rob Regish for coming on during the first hour to do the Blueprint Power Hour. Thank you to Rob Regish. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Blueprint banner ad today to get started on your own journey for building strength and muscle. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Superhuman Radio. Thank you for listening, and I mean that.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.